From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media is reporting four forest rangers with the State Department of Environmental Conservation earlier this month recovered the body of a hiker at Plant Cove, according to a statement from the department. The 50-year-old man, who has not been identified, was reported missing in Plant Cove around 4 p.m. October 6. The man was dropped off on Plant Cove Road and intended to hike to the Platterskill Creek. He was set to camp and then meet a friend at Saugerties Bridge on Becker Road, according to the DEC. A search was conducted and the man's body was found approximately 1.25 miles upstream from Becker Road. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The Federal Department of Energy has declared the site of the former NL Industries munitions factory in Colony ready for redevelopment. The department owns the 11-acre site and wants to sell it or give it away. The site was tainted with radioactive dust left behind by the manufacturer of depleted uranium armor-piercing shells. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spent more than 20 years and $190 million to remediate the toxic dust and other waste generated there. The parcel may ultimately become open space or a driving shortcut between Central and Railroad Avenues. DOE spokesman Patrick Benson said, and I quote, "At this point, it could be transferred over to the city or the local community. It is free to be used to be developed," end quote. Colony Planning Director Joe LaSavita said he doubts the spot is marketable due to its history. He said, and I quote, "I don't believe that there would be a governmental or municipal entity that would be able to put that out on the market," end quote. The NL plant was closed in 1984 under a state court order, and the federal government eventually took control of the cleanup. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting that employment continues to rise region-wide, with Sullivan County again leading by a large margin as it continued to benefit from the presence of its almost two-year-old casino. The casino, Resorts World Catskill, continues to be the main driver of that county's non-farm employment, according to data provided October 17 by the State Department of Labor. Non-farm employment includes all jobs in the private and public sectors, with the exception of those in agriculture. In Ulster County, the non-farm job total rose by 1,700, a 2.2% gain. The Dutchess Putnam Metropolitan Division gained 2,100 non-farm jobs, an increase of 1.4%. The non-farm job total for Columbia County in September 2019 was 22,600, a gain of 400, or 1.8% from a year earlier. Greene County's total last month was 15,500, a gain of 1.3%. Statewide, the September unemployment rate was 3.9%. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. The state of New York could require dyslexia screening in preschool. The state does not currently have a consistent standard for schools to screen students for the disorder. Dyslexia is a general term for disorders that cause difficulty in learning to read or interpret words, letters, and other symbols, but does not affect general intelligence. At a forum held recently at the Rockefeller Institute of Government in Albany, several experts in the field discussed common misconceptions among educators about dyslexia and made a case for early detection and intervention. Researchers say that students who cannot read at grade level by the time they get to third grade are unlikely to ever catch up to their peers. Assemblywoman Joanne Simon said, and I quote, "About 60% of kids learn to read no matter what you do with them, but about 40% don't and need direct instruction. There are a lot of perceptions about dyslexia. What we want to do is make this easy and make sure we are helping the most kids," end quote. It is estimated that about 1 in 5 children have dyslexia, although some experts say the figure is significantly lower. 7 states in the U.S. have passed laws requiring schools to test students for dyslexia in early grades. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.